You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. The Supreme Court agreed that a group of Maryland parents could opt their children out of instruction that addresses gender identity and sexual orientation. Fox News legal correspondent Shannon Bream.
Another 6-3 decision, and this one said those parents in a local district here outside of D.C. who were trying to opt out of lessons that had books that were in conflict with their religious faith, and there were different faith backgrounds, it wasn't a single faith, said that they wanted to be able to opt out. The school district used to let them, but so many people opted out that the school district said, it's just too cumbersome, we can't do it. Well, Justice Alito, writing for the majority, said these parents get a preliminary injunction, which means, he says, the board has to notify them in advance whenever any of these books in question or any other similar book is to be used in any way, and to allow them to have their kids to be excused if they want. Now, Justice Jackson had said during the arguments, why don't they just go to a different school? Why don't they go to private school or homeschool, which is not something that is available to everyone? In the dissent from Justice Sotomayor, she said exposure to new ideas has always been a vital part of that project until now. So she feels like kids should get exposed to things regardless of what their parents think. But the majority says, wow, no, these parents have an option and they can opt their kids out.
A group of Dallas area families and faith leaders have filed a lawsuit seeking to block a new Texas law that requires copies of the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom. The lawsuit was filed on Tuesday and claims the measure is an unconstitutional violation of the separation of church and state. Texas is the latest and largest state to attempt a mandate that has run into legal challenges elsewhere. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum has more details.
The First Amendment has been used recently to allow religious groups to violate anti-discrimination laws based on religious liberty. But here in Texas, there are religious arguments on both sides. Clearly, Texas believes that religious citizens will approve of featuring the Ten Commandments in public classrooms. But those who are objecting are comprised of Christian and Nation of Islam faith leaders.
Pope Leo has been issuing marching orders for his bishops. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk in London.
Addressing about 400 bishops from 38 countries, Pope Leo has once again affirmed that priests must be celibate, and he insisted that bishops take what he called firm and decisive action to deal with sex abusers, especially cases involving children. He called for a zero-tolerance approach to sexual and spiritual abuses, as well as abuses of authority and power. History's first American pope said priestly celibacy is necessary to present what he called the authentic image of the church, holy and chaste, and he might have added, poor. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
And we're getting a closer look at the life of Catholics in America from a new Pew Research Center report.
Catholicism has very deep roots in America. So about half of U.S. adults have some sort of connection to Catholicism. And by that, I mean that 1 in 5 say that their current religion is Catholicism. An additional 9% do not say that they are currently Catholic. But aside from religion, they say that they identify as Catholic in some other way. For instance, from family connections or ethnically and culturally.
Pew Research Analyst Patricia Tevington.
Another 9% are former Catholic, and that is people that do not identify as Catholic by religion or culturally, but say that they were raised Catholic and no longer are Catholic. And an additional 9% have some sort of other connection with Catholicism. And so that would be they have a parent, a spouse, or a partner who is Catholic, or they say yes when we ask them if they ever attend Catholic Mass.
As for Catholic practices among the faithful in the U.S.,
among the highest was about 7 in 10 Catholics say that having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is an essential part of what being Catholic means to them. And about half of Catholics say the same for devotion to the Virgin Mary, working to help the poor and needy, and receiving the Eucharist. And about 3 in 10 Catholics say the same about the leadership of the Pope or about opposing abortion and taking care of the environment, among other things.
40% of Hispanic Americans are Catholic, a number that has been declining in recent years, but is still at least double the shares of white, Black, and Asian Americans who are Catholic. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.